are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Fucking no way. I don't believe it. It's vibrating my whole mouth.
It hurts the sound of Pop Rocks.
In my mouth.
Alan, do you have it too?
No, I don't have any.
Just cotton candy explosion.
I have a little more. They're really good.
Here, Alan. Oh my God, this is crazy. This is why we tell you girls, Pop Rocks. But Alan says it doesn't work. He doesn't like it. But I can't imagine it's not feeling good, so.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, Alan, God. Is that you?
Alan, is that you? Well, we're talking about turn-ons today, so Pop Rocks can be a turn-on. I can imagine they can be a turn-off, too, if you're chewing the bubblegum version, but...
I mean, yeah, the bubblegum, not so great. But turn-ons, this is like my favorite episode, I think.
I'm scared to ask you what your turn-ons are. Like,
all right, so here it is. I think that turn-ons go in categories. Like, I think there's what guys say to you is a turn-on, like, and how he looks at you, and then what a guy wears is a separate turn-on, and ooh, then the way he acts and things that he does. Like, examples of all. Like, if he looks you up and down, like, that's a crazy turn-on. It's like he's, like, admiring what's his.
Yes.
Super turn, like,
yes,
you know what I mean? That's,
fuck,
like,
yeah,
what he does. Then, like, what he wears, like, for me, gray sweatpants is, like, my vice. Like, I love it. With, like, a crisp white tee and a fitted... Yankee fitted is like, where are you going dressed as a slut?
Like, I just like, I feel like a man that can dress
is so important. Also, Tim's is a huge turn on for me.
Tim's.
I don't know why, but like, I love a guy in Tim's.
Oh,
it's
my God,
really
you're
a vice.
Such a psycho. You're such a psycho.
No, I do. It's really a vice.
Oh my God. She's walking past the construction site. Like, she's the one catcalling the guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the abuser for sure. And then, like, things he does, like, can come in and, like, I don't know, fix the plumbing in your house,
oh,
like, by himself.
God, now, like, we're talking, baby.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like, somebody, a guy who could, like, fix shit around the house, like, Jesus Christ.
There's nothing more impressive than, like, I don't even know that Denny can, like, do certain things in the house, and, like, he'll do that, and I'm just like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Get me inside. I know. Also,
like, did,
like,
you just stop that leaky faucet? We're fucking.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Wait, so, like, what else? Like, what physically is a turn-on for you? Like, a lot of girls are like, oh, dimples or eyes is a huge turn-on. Mine is, my weakness is arms.
You know, it's height for me.
I know, yeah.
I, like,
just
you can
only
be, like,
date
the ugliest motherfucker.
Over.
You're tall.
She's like, but he's 6'1", though.
Like, I always have this internal struggle. I'm like, is he hot
or is he just tall?
Like, I'm not sure.
I'm dying.
But, like, I'm pretty much, like, if you're over 6 foot, I could probably envision myself sleeping with you. So,
yeah, I
think that's exciting.
Big arms for me was always, like, my vice. Like, a guy who could, like, manhandle you.
Yes. Well, yeah. That's,
you know,
I think
I mean?
That's part of the height thing. I, like.
Well, like, yeah, height is great. And I get all of that. And it's obviously a huge, like,
but I
factor.
But I think it's part of the, that's
it's
why, like, the arms.
Mm.
Like, yeah, you want someone that's,
like I don't care. I don't actually, a turn off for me is washboard abs. Like, turn off. And I'm going to explain to you why. One, puts unrealistic expectations on yourself. You have to be perfect. If a guy cares a lot about his abs, he wants you to be equally as perfect, and it's too much pressure.
I just had this conversation. It wasn't with you?
No.
Okay. Unless your man, if you're seeing a guy, oh, this is one of the girls I work with. Show me a picture of her man, and he had, like, I counted, there was like
8,
12.
Yeah, insane.
It was incredible. Like, he's incredible. Don't get me wrong, gorgeous. Like,
no,
she's
we
like,
commend your work ethic,
yes,
in the gym, but not for
I
me.
Said, I was like, unless this is his career.
Yeah, there's no reason for abs.
Then he's spending way too much time on himself. Like,
and not focusing
I'm not,
on you. He's choosing the gym over
think
you, know?
Vain just... guys are hot.
Yes.
Swag
and is
vanity.
Different.
Are totally different. A vain guy that stares at himself, like, in the gym and their abs and, like, flexes in the mirror when no one's looking, that's vain. That's not swag.
No.
Swag is, like,
is the way you look and talk to a girl.
Yeah, swag is when you know you're hot, but you're not acting like it.
Yes. I'm, like, not against, like, a dad bod.
Yeah.
Hear me out. With nice arms. Like, because eventually that's where you're going to end up, and I'm okay with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I like the like bigness of a guy. I just feel like you want a guy to be like brawn. Like,
yes.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't need to be cut. Like, it doesn't need to be like, oh, look at my washboard abs. Like, I'm not turned on by that at all. I want like the mass. Muscle mass. Yeah. Just like arms
I just like
around
anyone
me.
That makes me look skinnier is like I'm in.
Also I'm bonus. Doing. This is why I tease my hair. Higher the hair, the skinnier the waist. Listen. I don't know. It's something about it.
Like,
I
you know how girls just have like bigger leg, like thighs? Like girls' thighs
guys
are
guys have this thing about thighs, yes.
But like that's why I don't know. Like, I don't want to sit with like a guy that's got these like skinny ass thighs, and I'm sitting there with my thunder thighs.
Like, when your thighs double his,
yes.
Good talk.
Yes.
yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just like that was always like something for me. Then there's like a way that a guy like talks to you and looks at you. That's yeah. like the biggest turn on ever to me is like. You kind of like look at me and then like realize like, damn, I just wish I was anywhere else like by myself with her right yeah. now. And like you could visually see him looking at you and saying that.
I get that from Denny, but it's usually when he's had a few beers. Like
you get it from Denny. That's the end of it right there. Who cares how you get there?
Drunk Denny, I always say to say this, like a lot of girls don't like when their husbands or their boyfriends
drink. Yeah.
Because they do. Like, people change when they drink.
Yeah, for sure.
My dumb husband changes. And he falls in love
way,
with me.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most bizarre thing. Like, he just, like, something comes over him. And
Beyonce
he's just,
goggles.
Like, yeah. Like, he every time we're drunk, he proposes to me. Like, he just.
I love this.
I shove alcohol down his throat.
Come over here, baby. Let's yeah. funnel this in
I'm
your
like,
mouth.
You're so sweet when you're drunk. Like, you're, like, the nicest guy ever. And he does. He gets, like, smitten with me.
And I love it.
One thing he does when we go out, and it's not necessarily like a drinking thing, but I fucking love it, and it definitely turns me on, is that, so when we're in like a big group, mm-hmm. let's say we're at a bar and there's like, we're with 20 different people, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we don't stand by each other the whole time. We're fucking mingling.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah,
most
yeah.
of the time we're not together.
Yeah.
Whenever I look up and I look for Denny, he's looking for me. Like, he's.
Oh my God.
Like, if I look up and I
Insta
find him, he's
dropper.
Already he's already checking to make sure he knows where I am at all times.
Jess wants to feel your eyes on her
yeah.
at all times.
Like, and he does. Like, he.
That's so hot.
And
I
could
that.
Be like, wow, 2 hours have gone by. I haven't thought about Denny once, but I'll look up and I notice that he knows where I am.
Well, because you're his and he wants to make sure he's watching you, protecting you, and making sure just because
yeah.
you're not next to him that you're not
and
safe.
He's like a fucking bald eagle. Like he, yeah. he was hiding to oh. see everything. Like, he knows where I am. Like,
he's peeked out
at all
up
times.
There.
Yeah, I have no clue what's going on from where I am. Yeah. I'm like, he could have left the bar. I don't know.
Yeah. But, Jessica's like, just look for the tallest blonde with blue eyes, and that's mine.
It makes me feel safe, too, that I know that we're both having fun, we're both mingling, but he's aware of where
yeah.
I am, and he knows I'm okay, and you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I love that. That's like a huge turn on for me that, you know, he's always got his. He's always, he cares. He doesn't just like get drunk and party and just like move on. Like I do that. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I'm like,
yeah,
hey, you're still here. Haven't thought about you all
no,
night.
I
like,
know.
So
that's
nice.
Like, that's like a hot thing that a guy just, it's reassurance that he cares that you're there. It's really hot.
Now, what do you think? So I think I might be alone on this, but the other time I get really, really turned on is when Denny comes home from a basketball game, which is like really weird because I always mm-hmm. want to have sex with him when he's like sweaty still. And he's like,
okay,
I want it. He's like, can I shower?
No.
Then I'm like, you're just look like really hot
it's
right now.
It's glistening.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I like showered men. But listen, do what you got to do.
You know, he's got his like his bag over his shoulder and like. He's just like, oh, I just fucking like pummeled like 10 dudes. I'm like, amazing.
It's because Jessica has an athlete fetish. And when he
I
comes
do,
home
it's so bad.
And he's this 6 foot tall basketball player.
He's in
she's
his like basketball
whoa.
Outfit. It's like a uniform. You know what I mean?
That's
like
Jessica's vice is athletes.
Oh, it's so bad.
Something that is like almost inexcusable and it's like it's a deal breaker for me is like, you know, when you're making out with somebody and you're kind of on top of them, like kind of straddling them, just like making out. When he grabs the back of like the small of your back and like pulls you really close to him from the like,
I'm,
like almost like a dominance.
I think this is, guys have seen this on like a porn.
Fucking real.
Yeah. This is like a thing that
I
porn
will literally
like,
do anything
yeah.
for that.
Yes, I love that. I love that as well. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's like something that he just has to know.
Yeah.
I mean, obvious turn on when he knows his way around. obvious turn on.
Yes. Also a questionable turn on, because sometimes you're like, how much practice have you had here?
Also, I don't care how much practice you've had, because when you know where the clit is, I'm not complaining.
God. Get right to the point. Give me the Pop Rocks. I'm sweating.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm clap it up for guys who know their way around a vagina without a map quest. Like, I mean, like, I can't.
No, I agree. But, like, you have to admit it's not an easy area to navigate. And if a guy goes, like, if a guy goes, knows exactly what he's doing, like, he's definitely had practice. Like, there's no denying.
And that is what your teenage years and 20s are for. So
it always makes me think.
If you're 30 and you don't know where it is, I'm going to need you to go to a class and just get, like, a mannequin and just see what's going on, because that's the turn on in itself. Like when a guy gives a shit if you come or not, that's important.
You would never fuck the 40-year-old virgin, right? That would be a huge turn off for you.
A huge turn on to me is knowing what you're doing and me not having to fucking teach you what to do.
Yeah, no.
So, I know. A virgin? No. Like, when I was watching The Bachelor, this guy Colton was on and he was a virgin, and all these girls were like, oh my God. I literally had a hard time watching the fucking show. I was like, you're corny. Like, you're corny. And I'm not against you being a virgin. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm not going to fuck you ever. But, like, good for being a virgin and your purity ring and God first, whatever.
Oh God. Did he actually wear a ring?
I don't fucking know. I couldn't even watch the show. I was like, all I keep thinking of is he's going to be like, oh, what's that? What does that do? Like, no. I need a guy who's gonna, I like to be like, I mean, not like any BDSM shit, but like, I need to be like dominated. Like, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good word. That's a very good word. That is a turn on.
I love
a
guy taking charge. Like, grab me, like, throw me into the wall is like where a great start for
I'm so with you. I don't want to be dominating anybody.
No, that's not my job. Unless I'm wearing links and leather, I'm not into
that's
it. Thank
like,
you. Goodbye.
I think we've had this conversation before.
We did.
We like, we dated guys who like wanted us to make the first move, which I get every once in a while. It's fun, but
I
like,
think it was fetishes we talked about this
like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't,
some guys are scared of getting turned down, but like,
that's where
swag and confidence comes in,
right?
Is that like, he doesn't care if he gets turned down, he's gonna go after what he wants anyway, and all of a sudden you don't really care if you were gonna turn him down or not, because now you're not,
right,
you know?
Yeah, no,
but he has to have a certain approach.
Yeah, like, he can't be a raper.
A huge approach is like, if you haven't spoken to her yet, like, kind of flirting with one of her friends and then showing her attention is like, you don't show the girl that you want attention right away, because she's like, why would you pick her
flirt
over
with her
me?
Fat friend.
Flirt with her friend and then show her attention after. You could tell she's like visibly annoyed with you that you picked her over her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If I'm single and I'm at a bar and some guy hits on my friend, I'm going to be happy for her. At the same time, I'm like, why not me? And then if he turns to me, like, I'll be like, oh, all right.
Done.
Like, done.
Like, that
not
works.
That I would steal my friends, whatever. But like, you just want that reassurance sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, it's hot when a guy shows you that. Like,
yes.
Turn-ons for girls are severely different than turns on for guys.
Dude, I was doing some research on this and it just, I don't know. It's so...
I want to read some guy turn-ons. You let me know when I can.
Well, you know, it just made me laugh because it was like the guy turn-ons, like, you know, when you're, you know, down there, like, play with his balls. And then it was like, girl turn-on, tell her you love her.
Like, well, okay, wait, like, let me stop you right there.
Different. I'm just like, we're allowed to be sexual. It doesn't have to all be.
No, like, beautiful and, like, candlelit.
Yes, that's,
like,
actually,
no, thank
that's
you.
What it was. Tell her that's guy turn-on, tug on his nuts. Girl turn-on, tell her she's beautiful. Like,
listen, I'm all for a good morning, beautiful text. I love it. I'll appreciate it every time. But, like, when we're having sex, I don't ever want you to tell me I'm beautiful. I want you to tell me I'm hot. Like, you're so fucking hot, I can't stand it. I need, like, undeniable, like, you can't get enough of me type passion. Like, that's what I need. I don't want to be told, like, you're beautiful and stroke my face. Don't do it afterwards, sure, but not during.
Yeah, I would love to hear some
guys.
Because I think it's a really good point. Like, it's something I thought about in this episode. Like, guys and girls, the truth is we have different things that we like. And I also think women have a skewed version of what men like. Like, I was reading one article and I'm like, it was written by a woman and it was like all guy turn-ons. And I'm like, I don't know how much she knows. God, what are you reading?
I fucking can't.
What are you reading?
So I posted a question and I wrote, guys only, what turned you on my Instagram? And I got a bunch of responses and four of them are you. And four of them say, not kidding. One says moms. One says watching hot moms get fucked. And another says fucking hot moms. Like, what is the mom fetish? I thought nobody wanted any of that.
How about this from my list? Jerking my meat stick to photos of Trey and Jay, all while riding a tricycle and juggling butternut squash.
Who the fuck wrote that? Who wrote that?
Jerking my meat stick to photos of Trey and Jay while riding a tricycle and juggling butternut squash. Amazing.
Wow. Okay, question. I have a question, serious question. What the fuck is edging?
Edging?
Yeah.
So,
Oh, hello, Alan. Oh, hi. Go ahead.
With my creepy ass. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Back,
well, edging is.
So edging is like when someone brings you close to the edge of coming, but then you don't. Like, it's like you get there and then you stop.
Of course.
Why don't I know that? Isn't that just called a tease?
I mean, basically, yeah, you're edging. Just like teasing someone.
Whoa, edging.
I don't know what to say.
I know a lot of like things in that scenario.
Because it like intensifies the orgasm, Alan?
That, but like, I know that people will do it to their significant other as a way of like keeping it and going like longer and almost a form of like torture.
Whoa.
Into it.
That's cool, edging. I think that's cool.
All right,
that's a cool
move.
This
guy wrote, girls who actually text you back and don't ghost you. Okay.
Okay.
I don't really know if that qualifies. Somebody wrote biting of the lip. Like, I guess when you're making out with him or like when he does something that turns you on and you bite your lip. Somebody else, when you bite my ear and whisper in it. Okay. There you go.
Just her being naked. I do feel like we also overthink men. They're very simple.
They're so fucking simple.
Like Howard Stern talks about this all the time. He's like, I go to a strip club. I don't need them to put on like a fucking show. Like I don't need them to
put
like,
your tits in my face.
Yes. He's like, just take your shirt off. It's so simple. Like, yeah. Like they're doing all these tricks on the pole. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, you know, what your act is. Like, just let me see your titties. Like, men are simpletons. He says the same thing with sex. He's like, I don't need all this, like, the bells and whistles. Like, I just need a vagina. Like, it's just simple.
Yep, pretty fucking simple.
Like, that just was what turns me on.
Guys, like, when, I have this right here, when girls wear form-fitting clothing so they can see what their body would look like naked, but not be naked.
Yes, 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 yes. I like that. I like that.
All right.
High bimbo shoes. Okay.
Bimbo shoes, okay.
So stripper heels.
See, the problem here is that, like, when you find out what a guy's turn on, do you use it against him?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was just me.
As often as possible.
As often as possible. The problem here is, like, somebody saying, like, oh, when girl bites her lip. Like, I do that not real. I posted pictures, numerous pictures of me doing it just because, like, it's just something I do, like, as...
Yeah.
It's like drinking water. I don't know. It's weird. Like, you don't think about it. Like, that's a natural reaction to me. Like, if you do something that turns me on, that's what I'm going to do. So if it's like a fucking counter effect, that's fucking dangerous. What are guys' turn-ons when I'm eating my girl out and she queefs right in my face? Why would you show me that? Why would you show me that? I thought that was going to be a really good one, Jessica. I'm questioning your mentality at this point.
C-W-E-E-F-S.
What's his name? What's his first name? Does it say what his first name is?
No,
by the way, it's spelled, if we're going to talk about it, it's spelled Q-U-E-E-F.
Yo, men are so fucking dumb.
I can't.
C-W-E-E-F. Like a coral reef, a coral queen.
I can't.
Oh, fuck.
I think...
That was respondent number 9. Fuck you.
I think, like, a huge turn-on is seeing where, like, a guy lives. Like, how he maintains it is how he dresses and
how he
does his hair. Like, if he's getting, like, haircuts every, like, 2 weeks or whatever, like, you just see, like, that he gives a shit about his appearance.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That's a huge turn-on.
I think when you're dating... And you haven't like been to his place yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like dating in your
like good taste, like a nice couch.
Late 20s, late 30s, early 30s. They're so different because you know, the college, you know, dorm guy is not going to give a fuck.
No.
But you really get a good idea of when you walk into a man's, like, actual grown-up living space.
Where he's by himself and his mom's not taking care of him.
Like, the kind of person they're going to be and the kind of person they are. And it is hot, like, when you're like, wow, like, you
pretty fucking... put together. I don't have to sweep up after him all the time. Like, and just, like good taste, like, and really nice bed when you're like, wow, he's got really nice taste. Yes. You know what I mean?
Or, also, we really have to do a turnoff episode because...
Oh, we can have plenty.
Because in the same breath, like, Denny lived with a guy once that he had a quote above his bed, and I was like, this looks like a fucking, like, you know, like a 13-year-old, like, puts a quote above their bed.
Was it
like,
live, laugh, love? Because then we can't talk.
Yeah, like a
We're not having this conversation.
And I'm like, imagine going to a guy's house to, like, sleep with him at the end of the night, and, like, that's above his bed. And then one of his other roommates had red silk sheets, and I just wanted to puke.
Oh, so like a porno.
It made me sick.
Wonderful. That's like having leopard silk sheets as a man.
Or like please a water bed.
Yeah, please don't do it. This is not a
70s
porn.
To a guy's house, and he's got a goddamn water bed.
No, actually, oh my God, I have. Oh my God, I have this. No, not kidding. My friends will know who I'm talking about, but like this joke of a person that I used to like talk to and hook up with. I went to his house and he had an actual waterbed, and I literally asked him, like, how are we having sex on this? And I'm not fucking throwing up from, like, nausea of, like, motion sickness. Like, it was awful. And I look back on that whole entire, like, experience and be like, this, I should have fucking known based on the bed. I should have
known based on the bed. No, I 100% agree. That's a your bed for not getting the fuck out of there.
I was dickmatized. Sorry.
Dickmatized.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. This guy wrote biting, hickeys, throwing it back, neck kissing. All right. So listen, guys, like foreplay too.
He likes neck kissing or he wants you to kiss his neck?
I don't know. He wasn't. Most men are not that clear. This is not that clear.
Oh, right. They're fucking idiots. Okay. Like, so
this guy wrote stuff. So cool. Thanks for that.
Thanks for really wasting being informative. Our time. Also, I think a guy, like when you're making out with them, him like tugging at your hair to like gain control of you. Jessica, like when you're making out and he like pulls your hair back. Do you know what I mean? Insane. Yeah.
But you don't like that when you're blowing him. So that's interesting.
Don't touch my fucking head when I'm blowing him.
But you like it at other times.
I want you to dominate me before
so
I get to all of
specific.
That.
Specific.
Very specific. Why men and women are very different. Do not fucking push. I get it. Guys like deep throat. I get it. Don't fucking push me to do it. I will, and you will enjoy it, but don't fucking push me. Don't. Because it's not going to end up well for you.
Oh, okay, wait. I'm following. I get it. So you like the hair tugging, but you don't like the hair tugging to, like, when they're, like, telling
like,
you what to do.
Like, pull my hair back when you're, yeah, from the back, yeah, pull my hair. But, like, don't fucking put, Jessica's mouth is vibrating.
Sorry. I found one single pop rock and I just
one
put it in my mouth.
That
I think it was
so
going to make
loud.
Noise. I didn't think it was going to make noise.
Yeah, that's my thing is like, yeah, everyone likes their hair pulled here and there, but like, not really like that type of control. Mm. I don't know. Anybody else get that? I don't know. Is it just me?
No, I get what you mean. Because you're like, I'm doing a fantastic job. Yeah. Like, I'll get, like, I have a plan. I have a
don't fuck with my plan.
POA,
first of all,
I have a plan of action.
Do
like,
not worry. I'm not the type of girl that's going to, like, kiss all the way around it. And, like, I'm not that girl. Let me fucking live. Like,
oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
God.
Like, that fucking bothers me. It turns me the fuck off. So, like, that's a no.
Oh, here's a good one from a guy. Calling yourself a slut / whore.
When you're into it, like, yeah, you can use those words if it's like my
telling me you want to sit on my face.
Okay.
Okay. I have a girlfriend that was having sex in the room with one of our other girlfriends.
Okay. I'm not sure where this is going, but go ahead.
Well, she thought my friend was sleeping. She wasn't.
Oh my God.
And
mortifying.
Her boyfriend came. He called her a whore.
You whore.
He was like, get off me, whore, when he was done. And my friend was sleeping, pretending to be sleeping, then heard the whole thing. Just cute.
Are you kidding me?
I just fucking can't.
Wait, that's hysterical. I'm telling you right now, like, if he had taken it a different way and been like, take it all, like, you whore, cool. We're here for it. Get off me, whore.
It's like we're done.
You're dismissed. Your cab is
outside. Oh my God. Make sure you clean up on the way out.
I don't know how my friend did it. Like, I would have burst out fucking laughing. I mean, she ran out of the room and told us.
I'm the friend that would have recorded this so I could have played it back to you later and embarrassed the shit out of you.
Fucking iconic. Iconic.
So funny. I'm crying. I'm literally.
Do you have any more from the guys?
Yeah.
Before we get into what the girls wrote?
Okay. A guy's turn on is when I'm driving, grabbing her thigh.
Ooh.
Intense.
That's a good one.
Scroll.
I think girls like that too. It's,
I love that.
It's attention. Like,
it's a super attention.
Yeah.
Another guy's turn on is like touching the back of his neck while he's driving.
Yes.
It's like just showing him like that he's not like your chauffeur driving you around. Yeah. That like you guys are like.
I think CarPlay.
CarPlay like, is so hot. Don't even start me on this, please. Jesus. You know me. I've fucking gone through a toll before, so don't ask me.
I think like any sort of touch, even if it's just like, you know, hey, it's putting his hand on your lap while you're driving. Like that's the turn on. That's hot. That's definitely hot.
I think
hot.
What's also really hot is like if you're with your family and like.
Huh?
Wait. You're like family, like together, and like you're all doing something, and like we're all like hanging out and like bullshitting and drinking at the table, and you kind of just like grab his thigh and like show him like that you'd rather be anywhere but here right now, like with him, and like just like kind of like I need you now, but I can't have you now because our whole family is watching.
I like that, and I try to do that to Denny. In fact, I do that to Denny, but just because he gets so mad because he's like,
fuck you.
He's like, not the time and place. Like, he doesn't even want to even get the thought of like getting caught or anything. He gets so annoyed. Sometimes I'll just like poke his balls just to like.
What is the matter with you?
Just to literally annoy him. So, yeah, actually, that's not a turn on. Don't do that.
Don't poke his balls. That's not what I said. Just like grab him like on the top, but like a little bit on like the inner thigh of his, just like squeeze his thigh. So like he's like, wow, she's dying to like touch me right now.
Yes, yes.
But can't.
Yes, I
agree. It's just a tease. It's just adding to like later when you get home, him like not being able to get through the front door before he grabs you.
Yes. Well, I think part of turning somebody on is like is the buildup of the turn on.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, the longer you can hold out, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, there's nothing better than that. Like when you can't be with somebody or.
Yeah.
You can explain it. Yeah. You can explain it, Tracy.
See, I'm like right here. I'm thinking Jess is just like, I need it so bad. And like flicking Denny in the nuts. Like,
I can't believe she just said poke his balls.
Poke his balls.
So fucking abrasive.
Like, we're definitely at Disney and I'm on the ride. Like just like hitting his nuts. And he's just like, what the fuck is wrong? You stop touching me.
That's a weird way to like get someone's attention,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Alan, that's exactly what I do.
Alan, I
want
to know your turn.
Trying to get his attention.
I want to hear Alan's turn-ons.
I don't.
I do.
Fine, let's go.
Let's go, Daddy.
I mean, I like to be dominating, so that's
clap it up.
Someone that like.
Yes, for the original Daddy.
I almost thought he said dominated, and I was like,
no.
I was like, Rachel weighs
Alan,
like 70 pounds.
The thing about Alan
wet.
Is, yeah, the thing about Alan is he's so chill that you're like, he's got to let it out somewhere.
He's definitely a freak.
So
yes.
You're like,
that's why I don't want to know.
The quiet ones usually are, and Alan's pretty like quiet. Like, he's not going to like talk if he's like, just whatever, you guys are annoying. He just stays quiet, but like, you totally can look at him and be like, you're a freak.
And Alan's like a big dude, too.
Yeah,
like,
he's a big dude, and his wifey is a tiny little thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. I can just imagine.
Just
so
go on,
good for you,
I'm
Alan.
Looking away.
There's
go
a reason
on.
You're engaged, so.
She's going to hate me so much because, like, I told her some of the things I've said on the show. And
she hates you. She must hate us, for sure.
Oh, my God.
She tolerates
like,
us.
When we first got together, like, it was a total drunk hookup.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, one of the moments which was like, oh, yeah, this is a thing, is I was able to, like, pick her up from the couch and take her to the bedroom. And I was like,
whoa.
This is great.
Holy shit. I think that just turned on the whole room. Wonderful.
Sweating.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a
just,
thing.
Just, like, drag it. Like, can't, like, get there fast enough. Like, need you is, like, so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, like, I want to hear it. Like, I want to hear it.
Alan, can't carry on. These are good.
Anything else, Alan?
There's nothing that's, like... I like someone that's smaller than me so that I can be able to like do that kind of thing.
Love that.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, make some noise.
Like, I mean, if me and you are not on the same page right now. I hate quiet anything. This I'm so passionate about. I'm so happy Alan is on Team Tracy for this one.
Like, it doesn't even have to be much, but like kind of sound.
Yes.
To like, and that's
imagine hearing a pin drop. A lot of sex, but a pin drop.
Like, I pride myself on the fact that like
I know where this is going. Go ahead.
I like to know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I like to make sure it's going well.
Yeah.
So if I don't hear anything, I'm not getting any kind of like feedback.
Yeah.
Like it.
What did I say last time? A good what? It goes a long way.
A good tongue goes a long
no,
way.
No, a good bone. Fuck.
Oh, a good fuck.
Yeah. It's good. Just thing, like, oh, fuck. That goes a long fucking way.
That's right. That's right.
And like, guys, if you can't find the clit, listen. Like,
yeah, if yeah, she's not,
it's like
answering.
It's like a seashell.
You will fucking hear.
Alan is so right. I mean, you'll know if he's in there and he knows a guy. If you're in there and she's fucking responding, she can't sit still. She can't fucking breathe because she's dying. Like, you found it. Like, you're winning. You're winning this argument. You won.
Oh my God.
That's it.
I once had a friend like jokingly hit on our teacher, and she turned and responded. She was like, if I wanted to sleep with one of my students, it wouldn't be one that need a map, a compass, and a flashlight to find where he's going.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that fucking teacher wore lingerie to school,
for sure. That's definitely a theater teacher.
Yes. Definitely taught theater. Yep. Yeah, it's the quiet ones, I'm telling you. I'm sweating.
Wait.
Because now I'm turned on myself, and I'm just here with Jess and Alan, so nothing. And fucking, what's his name in the corner?
The Chad with Richard in between his legs?
The Chad / Garth. The Chad Garth with Garth. Richard, my dildo, in between his legs from Doc Johnson, and it's not room. Going well.
Do you know how hard it is for me to get other people to record in here? When there's a dick on the show.
They should be thankful, first of all. That
no
dick
one under
vibrates.
18 is allowed.
We also
in
need
this
a sign
video.
For Garth. Like
don't,
something that
do
says
not
it.
Touch the penis.
Oh, Alan, can you get one of those name tags? Say, hi, my name is Garth.
Hi, my name yeah. is.
We'll don't touch my dick.
Body.
Don't touch my dick. Yeah, because I don't need other people's hands on my vibrating dildo, so that'd be great.
Oh, you want to talk about a weird fetish?
Yeah.
I was... had this voice obviously for like a month now, so
Denny's loving
it's just my new voice. Denny was like, oh, like keep talking, it sounds like I'm with somebody else, and I was like, that oh. I was like
Denny,
oh,
you could have made that so good. Yeah. You could have been like, oh, keep talking, I can't stop listening
no,
to
no he's
talk.
Like, I feel like I'm with another woman, and I'm like, oh,
Denny, like, I okay. could see the disappointment in her eyes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, didn't know you were going there. But okay, here I am. Here's fucking
Let me just dress up in my Velma costume.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's funny? Yeah. When I look back, I do the math. I might have got knocked up in my Velma costume.
Mm. Yeah, you need to name that baby Daphne. Oh,
yeah, I literally Daphne. Conceived like on or around Halloween, and yeah. we had Velma sex that week.
And Velma sex is always
I
really
love that
good
you
sex.
Said that week. Like, they
like
tested
she wore
that
it.
Fucking costume out.
Oh, they did. She brought the magnifying glass and everything in there.
Every time I got, like, a little piece of the outfit, I would try it on. You know
and
I mean?
He was like, look at that skirt and those that. Thigh highs.
He loves Velma. He's so
I need
weird.
To, like, retroactively wash yeah. my hands because yeah. we hugged you and shit yeah. that week. Like,
oh, yeah, man. For sure. There was a lot of sex. I touched that costume so many times. The amount of cum that must have been on that
oh
costume.
My God.
Let's be serious. You got pregnant in Velma.
I was
going
to say.
With glasses and a wig on.
If that's the case, the cum's definitely not on the costume.
Yeah, for sure.
Alan.
In and around.
Okay. On that
we're
going
to go to commercial.
Please.
Jess needs to breathe
commercial
again.
Break. When we come back, what are we going to do? Let's talk about turn-ons from women, that some of the responses that we yeah. got. Because some of them are, of course, they're amazing.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Yeah, and then we could no more, you know, talking about meat sticks. So we'll be right back.
So a lot of people are not sexually satisfied. You know where you go to that and talk to somebody? BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is online counseling that is there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. How convenient is that? And how safe is that? I mean, that's like the best word to describe. Like, doesn't matter who you are, man or woman, whatever your issue is.
Over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists helping you with anything from depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, and self-esteem. They can help you in a million different ways over the phone, text, face.
You know what I think is interesting?
What?
you're so perverted. Face, what would he even do to their face?
Face?
You sit on their face?
No, they can fucking face call you if they need face sit on their face. Jessica's the perverted one. You hear this? Therapy is really important. And I feel like the fact that you can communicate with these people within 24 hours will solve your problem within like a day.
I mean, you don't go through the yellow pages anymore, but like, how do you find a counselor? It's so hard to find someone that
The right person.
And with BetterHelp, what you're going to do is you're going to fill out a questionnaire and they're going to match you to a counselor that is going to help you with exactly what you need help in, that specializes in that. So it's not random. Like this whole process with BetterHelp is very well thought out. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, a promo code for you guys. Give it a try. It's really an affordable option. So our discount code is bad examples. So you're going to go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. You're going to fill out the questionnaire and you're going to get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp.
Financial aid is available for those who qualify. And plus the 10% off, you guys are just, this is so important and it's so affordable. There's no other option.
Get BetterHelp, get better sex.
Betterhelp.com/bad examples.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Super excited to tell you about one of our new sponsors. Have you guys ever heard like people are like, oh, you need a routine, like exercise, meditation, waking up early, all that stuff is great, but who has time for that? We all walk around like freaking zombies, dehydrated. So what do? We drink coffee, we get headaches, we have energy slumps, we have poor focus. I just wish there was a way to like kick the coffee habit and get my energy up. And now we have Hydrant. So Hydrant is flavored electrolyte packets that you mix directly into your water. And they're actually really, really good. So each rapid hydration mix has 4 essential electrolytes that your body needs. Sodium, never get that. Potassium, never get that. Magnesium, oh, that's really good for your headaches. And zinc. And it will help hydrate you quickly and stay hydrated all day. I am so pumped to try this. The formula was developed by Oxford scientists to provide perfectly balanced, efficient hydration. There's no synthetic colors, artificial sweeteners, and the formula is vegan, yas. And you can choose between 3 different flavors or a variety pack. It starts at just $1 a pack. Whoa, $1 for 30-day supply. Dude, think about what you pay for coffee every day. And you can save even more with monthly subscriptions. For 25% off your first order, go to drinkhydrant.com and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 25% off your first order. Try it. Let us know if you like it. Drinkhydrant.com, promo code BADEXAMPLES.
Oh my God. Okay. All right, guys, we're back. Still talking about turn-ons. Clearly, I think everything turns me and Tracy on. I've just come to realize.
Really, that's really the problem.
Yeah, if you have fucking eyes.
Some girl wrote when he breathes. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. All right,
some guys just turn you on because you just fucking like, ugh, he's everything, and everything about him turns you on.
Yeah,
the ones who aren't, we have help for you.
So we're gonna read some of the responses. These are mostly from women, and you'll know because my first one here is how he drives and grips the wheel.
And another girl I have, when he reverses the car parking, it's just so manly the way he does it in one shot. Like, what? These are the things. This is why men don't get women, because it's
when he
so
parallel
fucking,
parks.
When he parallel parks that car. Like, what? These are so fucking in depth. Like, imagine being like, what if I can't parallel park? I'm never going to turn you on. Like,
yeah. No, but I fucking understand the car. I get it. It is. It's manly
to
be able
to. The
way
a guy grips a car, it's like how he's going to, like, take control
of
you.
Oh, yes.
And like kind of, or grips his
grip
dick,
his
whatever.
Meat.
I mean, somebody said back muscles, like having like a lot of back muscles. That's really high. I agree. Well, that's also where the marks that I'm going to put on you, like grabbing you so hard.
Oh my God.
A hot voice. When his voice turns you on, that's when you know you're fucked.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Praise to this girl. She fucking understands. Sometimes guys just have the hottest voice over the phone and you're just like,
yes.
Oh my God.
What about his scent? Do you know what this means? Like when he has a certain smell, it's not his cologne. It's
just
his fucking
him?
Smell.
I mean, I'm really turned on by a good cologne. So I'm I don't think I know anybody who doesn't wear cologne. So I don't even think I've got that like real natural.
I love smelling Den's armpits.
I know you've said this, and this is why I think that you need better help, but okay.
Alan just had the cutest face. He was like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just like men have like a natural like man in the forest cutting down trees scent to them. Mm. And I just love Denny's like natural smell. Like he's not even wearing cologne. It's just like his like musk.
Oh my God, I have one.
What?
Some girl wrote, when you could see the veins in a guy's forearm.
Oh, I thought you were saying his dick.
Why are you the sick friend?
Oh my God.
Wait till you listen back to this and be like, I'm the one who's sick. Yeah, you.
What is his veins in his arms. Okay, that's much better.
Yeah, like I guess because like either he's working out a lot or he's jerking off a lot. One or the two. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh my God. So many girls responded the way a guy drives is like so important. I mean, well, can you imagine a really hot guy and then him driving at like 10 and 2 with his seat like pulled all the way up? I guess that's why. Because like when I get into a guy's car and his seat's like all the way back and his arms up, like it just looks like really fucking hot and comfortable. I don't know what it is, but like that's always been like something that I'm like, yeah, I get that.
I mean, it just brings me back to like getting picked up by like a guy. Like yeah, going on a date, like,
that's why men yeah. need to drive.
Yeah.
If you don't drive, I don't know what you're turned on by. I'm sorry.
No, there's definitely nothing hot about like your girl sorry, coming you to take pick a bus? You up.
I'll pick you up. We can meet at the bus stop.
But do you know what I mean? Like I have a girlfriend. We all know who she is. That like dates guys who like whatever. If you live in the city or whatever, you don't have a car. Like my friend lives in Hobo. He doesn't have a car. That's fine. But like. If
then
you,
do shit if to you me live in the Uber because we have to make something happen.
If you live
in
the fucking burbs and you don't have a vehicle and you're going on a date and the girl has to pick you up for the date, like that's just
fucking
the
sick.
Worst. This is, again, like the difference between women and men. But here are some men cleaning, him doing all my laundry for me, the way he listens and actually shows that he listened later on and acts on that. When he gets these ideas to build things for our home, I now have beautiful floating shelves. Like, these are the things women get
know,
turned on by.
I know, but those are not my turn-ons. Like, I don't want my guy doing laundry.
It doesn't have to all be
at
sexual.
All. He wants to do his own laundry? Okay.
Wait,
but
what?
I don't want him doing my laundry.
Why?
No, like, that's not hot. That's, like, housewife shit. I don't want you doing
what?
My laundry.
You have a family of four. You don't want help
no,
with the
I
laundry?
Don't care. I could do it easily myself. I don't. You want to throw it in once or twice?
No.
Okay, but, like, a guy who's like, oh, I'm going to go do doesn't fucking do it for me.
That's insane.
Doesn't do it for me.
That's insane.
You know what does do it for me? When they're, like,
that's
really
insane.
Fucking protective of you. That's hot.
No, we're not done talking about this.
I don't. That doesn't do it for me. I'm not, like, oh my God, he did my laundry. Let me go fuck him. No, it's like,
oh my God, you're insane. That's insane. There is nothing better. There's
I
nothing
mean, I
better.
I appreciate like it getting done, but like it's not a turn on for me whatsoever.
And not every turn on has to be sexually related.
No, it doesn't. There's just things that guys do that are turns ons. But like doing my laundry is not something like, wow, I'm so wet watching him do my laundry. How hot. Can't wait to fuck him after. No, it's not doing it for me.
I mean, no one folds a shirt like Denny, so.
That's the truest statement I've
he
ever
clearly
heard.
Clearly worked at Abercrombie.
Literally, like, is one of those, has one of those folders embedded yeah. in his palms. I've never seen somebody fold laundry like that, but.
Oh my God. Watching him fix things, we talked about that. Oh, how about this, Trey? Proper grammar.
Shut up. Yeah, that's fine. Proper grammar. Good.
Oh my God, what I see the, or what did Denny write the other day? And I was like, Jesus Christ, you can't, you gotta learn. He's like, it's through text. That's his whole defense. Is it through text?
Oh
like,
yeah, nothing sounds the same through text. First of all, I don't text without sound like writing it into my phone, like talking. Like I'm like,
oh yeah,
Jessica, please do blah 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 blah. And it comes out because I have an accent and Siri's a fucking idiot that she doesn't understand what I'm talking about, but.
Doing a chore without being asked, coming home to a clean house, it's on.
yeah, I don't.
Ooh, sounds strange, but I love the faint smell of a good liquor on a man's breath. I like that too.
I feel like a good whiskey, maybe.
Yeah.
Like vodka. I'm not like, yum, give me him. Yeah. Like an old, like really refined, like
yes.
whiskey. It's mm-hmm. like kind of hot.
Yep.
Backwards Yankee fitted.
Yep.
I have really no words to describe this. I'm not really sure what it is, but like a fucking fitted, like this could make
fitted in Tim's, you know,
fitted Tim's
you
white
are
t-shirt
trapped in another
oh
era.
Oh my God. Give me now.
Oh my God. It's such a like New York, New Jersey thing.
It's nobody's like, gonna get this.
You don't totally leave the East state Coast. And see that.
But I don't like guys with any accent but New York accents.
Yeah, oh, that's horrible.
Don't. You come up to me and you're like, hi, how are you? And it comes out, hi, how are you? I'm going to be like, not wet, bye.
That was really good.
Thank you. You come up to me and you're like, yo, like, wait, talk to me in like a New that York again. Accent.
Wait,
like,
that, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Wow, that's good. Yeah, I like it.
Fuck that, no. The answer's no. Any no. New York accent, I'm talking Long Island, Queens, Bronx, Staten Island, anything. I'm like, panty dropper.
Oh my God.
Ever since I was in high school, I've never dated. I dated one guy from Jersey, and that was it. Every other guy's been from New York, and it's for a fucking reason.
Men cleaning, laundry, him doing all my laundry for me.
I can't.
Yeah, dude.
I don't get it.
Doing a chore without being asked. I mean, these things are.
You started at the top, I think.
Oh, wow. Is this you, Trey?
What?
Gray sweats with one pant leg pulled up to the calf.
No, I'm not a thug. I wasn't in jail. No.
You definitely but gray love sweatpants that.
For sure.
When he gets a first place in his video games, you know a guy snuck
who
in and
said
wrote
that. Because whoever said that they like video games, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
Is that what they wrote? When he gets first place in his video games.
Which is even worse. There's fucking places. I didn't even know that. Like, what a loser. You can't win at stuff in real life. You have to go onto the computer.
Wow, Trey, this is all you. Watching his arms when he does yard work. That's you sitting in your like fold out chair with a cocktail.
It's me in my kitchen, arms crossed, wine in hand, just licking my lips as you're fucking doing yard work. That's me.
That sounds like when you're in a retirement home one day, you're just going to be on the lawn sipping wine.
Yes, absolutely.
Literally me.
Sexually harassing.
Absolutely. Sexually harassing all the men. Yes. But like, I'm not into like when I'm older, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, that young kid is so hot. Like I don't get that. Like,
oh,
I don't...
you're definitely. I fucking will put money down that in 20 years you're gonna be a creepy old fox.
No way. Yeah. I don't like that shit. No, fuck that. No.
Oh, you're telling me when like Skylar's 20 years old and bringing home hot college guys that you're not gonna be like, okay.
When I was in high school, college guys, sure. When I'm older, no. I need somebody who's not sleeping on a twin mattress to turn me on. Thank you.
Like, this is typical women answer. In a nutshell, kindness. What turns you on? Kindness.
Okay.
He's so kind. Now I'm so wet.
Let's see. When he winks at me, whoa.
Yeah, I like yum. That. Oh, being great with kids. That's definitely a fucking
that's
turn
a
on.
Real turn on.
Or like animals. I love that. Oh my God. I love when a guy is nice to animals and a guy has pets. Like, yeah. I love that.
I mean, the kids is like the deal breaker. I think that's like the winning right there. Tattoos. I get it.
Yeah, tats are hot.
I don't know what it is about like a sleeve of tattoos. Like, I mean,
because it turns like, the like it's still bad to have
it's
a sleeve.
So yeah, it's just so hot. I don't know. It's insane.
I think like for myself, that was like honestly a confidence booster after I got in my like half sleeve.
Yeah,
you have a half sleeve.
Yeah, did you not know this?
Oh my God! Oh my God! I did not know this.
I didn't know.
Tracy's staring at me.
I'm confused.
I've got four tattoos.
I didn't know this was true.
Wow, are you gonna get a bad examples tattoo?
Are you gonna get our faces?
I'll say if we win an award, wow. I'll get a tattoo.
If we win an award, I'll get a tattoo. Are you kidding? Yes, Alan.
I mean, we were nominated last year, so we're that could actually close. Happen.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things. I just, for me, it's like my turn-ons are different. I don't know. I'm also a Scorpio who's very, very, very sexual, and like sexual things get me. Like, and it doesn't have to be too sexual, but like I said, like him when we're out, like putting his hand on like my back and like pulling me closer to him, like mm-hmm. big. When like I'm trying to think.
Oh, good hygiene. That's obviously.
Oh, I mean, that's an obvious. That shouldn't be a turn on. That's a fucking necessity. If you don't have good hygiene, then just get the fuck out of here.
Like, what if you're seeing this guy, he's fucking smoking hot, and then he picks you up for a date, and like his breath is just like.
Just said bye.
Even bye. If he was like super hot, like football player, rapper. I don't know. What are you into?
What am I into?
What are you into?
Let's see.
Even if his arms were the size of your fucking body.
I don't know why. Wait, hold on. Why can't I think of his name right now? My ideal hot.
Let's see him. I know he's going to be feminine as fuck. Show me him.
He's going to be feminine?
Yeah, like beautiful. Like you like beautiful looking guys. Let me see.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, okay. He's manly. I thought you were going to show me. You like that other guy that's like a little like.
Jay Hernandez?
Yes.
It's not because. No. This is my thing.
You knew what I was talking about. Wait,
this is my thing. Jay Hernandez has this smile that doesn't matter what he does. His smile alone gets me every time. And it doesn't matter what role he plays. Like, he fucking played in Suicide Squad and I still was like tatted face and tatted skull, everything. You're so fucking hot. I don't know what it is about you, but like there's something about him. Jason Momoa is like my dream human.
Yeah.
I'm not his type because I'm not Lisa Bonet, but like I don't have dreads.
You're Tracy.
Yeah. But like he is like my idea. And it's not the body. It's like hot face, but
swag.
Like cute still, yeah. Like sweet. He's
funny,
got
personality.
No, he's like, he's got like this mean look about him, which is really hot, but like he's like cute and corny and like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
He's got like a sweet, have you ever heard him actually speak and like talk? And like, he's so cute and like, I can't explain it, but like he was on Baywatch too and I was like, oh, that guy's kind of hot. But then he became Jason Momoa and I was like, fuck me. Are you kidding? He's fucking insane and he's covered in tattoos and I'm here for it.
No,
and
he's 100%.
He was in this movie Braven. It was like, I just watched it not too long ago and he just like, I was like, I couldn't even watch the movie. I was like, I'm fucking dripping. Like I'm dying over here.
Oh my God.
He's so fucking hot. And that's why like I'm not against a man bun because of Jason Momoa. Strictly because of him. Because every other fucking tool out there that's tried it, not working. But Jason Momoa pulls it the
iconic.
Fuck off. And I'm like, gimme.
Here's some more. Seeing a man do manly shit. I feel like that kind of fits into his Jason
Momoa.
That's
exactly
Momoa,
what
like,
I'm saying. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like anything he does, it's manly.
Like I'm not
going to
say chopping wood, but like doesn't hurt. Like I'm not going to say how to chop wood, but like
oh,
I'm
he
not
going
to complain.
Axe? Chop me up in little pieces, bitch.
I'm not going to complain.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's hard to explain, but like also, I don't know what it is, but like a nice body, like a nice physique and like cute face is like weakness. I don't know what it is, but like like yeah, you make fun of me like pretty boys, like yeah, it's true. But I think that's also a Jersey New York thing because like there's a lot of guys who just
how about this, when he rubs my thumb ever so slightly,
like when you're holding his hand, like it's got to be like this,
that thumb rub.
It's got to be like that because I can't imagine how creepy that would be any other way.
Another woman comment, someone with goals.
Oh, okay, just goals in general.
Tattoos, random booty grabs, obviously. Good smelling man is a big one. Everyone likes the way he smells.
Oh,
he smells.
I have one.
Yes.
When he's trying to get your attention or he's like apologizing for something or like whatever and he like grabs your chin to like, do you know what I mean? It's not like cute though. Like it's like swag. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. It
like,
is cute
if
though.
He, if he like
it's
winks
sweet.
At you and walks over to you and like touches your chin.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Trying to think of other things.
I mean, that seems like to me, like I'll do this occasionally when I know Rachel's not expecting it. I'll walk up and like grab her chin and kiss her.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just like kind of like face grabs. Like when you kiss me, you hold my face. Like it's just control. I don't know what it is. It's the dominance. That's what it is.
His hand holding my face just before a kiss. There you go.
There we go.
Wow. Another one. Prominent veins on a man's hand.
I just read that in his arms. Like, I think it's like, it's got to be like just a guy
thing.
Girls
love guy veins.
It's because they're not like girly little arms. That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
like,
but this one
like
says
a
in his
skinny
hands.
Little nugget arm, like some twig.
When you see him eat or lick food. Oh, God.
Not my thing.
When a guy is good with kids. Yep. My husband's paycheck. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, we know what she is. Gold digger.
My man in a leather jacket. See, that's not for me,
not
dog.
Not for me.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of what I do love. Do you know what I like in the summer, spring type? Like a hoodie, but like a cutoff hoodie with no arms.
A cutoff hoodie with
like,
no arms.
Like a sweatshirt, but
like
with
Kanye?
No arms. What?
Doesn't Kanye wear that?
I mean, I'm sure he has at some point.
I mean, he has a $1,000 sweatshirt line. I'm sure it's in there at one point, but like $1,000 a sweatshirt. Here, let me rip it up for you and run my car over it and then pay $1,000.
From the South, if you wear like a sweater, like or a sweatshirt with your arms cut off, you're just a redneck.
No, like, but that's not. That's like a fucking buffalo plaid. That's a buffalo plaid button up. That's not what I'm talking about.
Tracy loves rednecks. Tracy wants to fuck a redneck. That's fucking iconic.
If you're from Alabama and no cousin.
I just got the visual. I'm there with you, Alan.
I fucking see what you're saying. I'm there with you. A buffalo plaid button up with no sleeves. It's like ripped off. That's not what I'm talking about.
Like a hood.
I'm talking about like a hoodie, like a zip-up hoodie with no sleeves on it. Major turn on.
So anyone in Alabama that has a New York accent,
no.
Give us a call.
Who said Alabama? I'll die.
I got to Google this. I got to see what you're talking about.
All right. I'm going to find it because I know what I'm talking about.
Please do.
I feel like this is something that like Zac Efron has worn before. Like it's that kind of like workout
zip
thing.
Zip-up hoodie. Hoodie. No. Arms?
Sleeveless. No arms. They're going to put like amputees on me. Jessica. Images? Come on. Why can't I find it?
Like,
I think you have to add Cletus to the search.
Fuck you.
Like Gronk. Like this guy is like Gronk. Is that Gronk? It looks like
yeah,
him.
Yeah. That like that. I love that.
That's your turn on.
That? Like, yeah. I love that.
With
I
a gold chain, it. Right?
It's because your arm.
Yo, you're just like so stereotypical. Jersey.
I am.
It's just so sick.
I literally
like it's just
am.
So sick that your tastes have not changed in 10 years.
20 years.
You were born like it's just fucking crazy to me.
Like, why are we Googling like zip-up hoodie sleeveless? Like, how does nobody know? We're all from Jersey. Like, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Honestly, like it. If there, everything is sleeveless here. Like,
right?
I
because
think
everyone has nice arms because everyone's on juice, and I'm fucking here for it.
I think of the our bartender from the Batty Halloween party. Whenever I think of like Jersey accent too, it's always that. It's like, oh,
that's
tell
my
it
cousin. By
your
the
cousin.
Way.
Where he was like, tell that girl to come talk to the bartender. And I was
yeah. He's like, yeah, that girl in the cowboy hat.
First of all,
get that ass over
here. Why is he from Boston? Get her over to the bar.
That's what he said. He was like, get her the bartender.
He did not say that.
He didn't
say bar.
Your cousin.
I'm crying. You guys, I'm sweating.
Your cousin is
actually
your type, Tracy.
No, he's that's disgusting. Goodbye.
Well, we were talking about rednecks.
I
like
was
this
not.
Goes-
never did I mention him ever. I'm talking about the sleeveless hoodies, and you guys are like, ah, come over to the bar. I never mentioned that. Anyway,
I can't breathe.
Moving on.
Like a guy that wears sleeveless over by the bar that can park his car.
I can't. Literally in a Boston accent. Nobody from Jersey.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm fucking determined now to find what I'm talking about. Jessica found it.
What about a man who drives a stick shift? I agree with that. That's a manly
it's
thing.
Hot.
Sneaker game. I agree with the sneaker game, although I don't know when a shoe is cool. Dennis gets very upset when I don't understand it.
Dude, I don't get fucking sneakers at all.
There's a lot of sneakers that are like super popular, and I'm like, those look like you have like leg braces underneath. Like, why are these hot? Like, I don't get it, and I don't want you to wear them.
I stepped on my brother's Yeezys while we were in Disney, and he didn't talk to me the rest of the trip.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I was like, why do you even wear those? They're so weird. Oh, what about guys who can dance? That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really not hard to have like a little bit of rhythm.
I mean, you'd be surprised. I've seen a lot of people who look like they're like looking for bugs to smush on the floor when they're trying to dance.
These days, fucking honesty and appreciation. Yo, I'm telling you, like, women just want to be treated nice. Like, they're not even getting to experience turn-ons because they're just so desperate to have someone who, like, helps them in the house and it treats them nice that they're just like, that's all I'm asking for.
Turning them on are also not working because they're like, nah, you're fucking useless.
Yeah, like, just be a fucking good dude and then woman can actually be turned on. But, like, half of this shit is, like, just shit he should be doing anyway. Like, when I walk into the house and food's on the table. Like, you can't clean for your girl, like, once in a while? Like, what the fuck?
I agree. I think a lot of this is, like, self-explanatory. If you think it's going to turn her on, try it. Guarantee it will. Don't think too hard.
Yeah.
We're pretty simple. We're different type of simple, but simple.
Yeah, that's very good. We're different type of simple, but simple too. Like,
yeah.
Like, clearly it starts with, like, treating us well. And then from there, like, then from there we can get turned on by all the other little things. But start with, like, just being a good dude. How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Man, we could talk turn-ons forever. I do want to do an episode with turn-offs because I do think
major. There's a lot of things that are real turn-offs. little things that you would not fucking understand.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So we'll definitely get a future episode with that. And I hope everyone is not all hot and bothered after hearing Alan talk.
I hope they are all hot and bothered and are fucking right now.
Oh my God.
Tracy is on the edge of horny. She's on the edge of horny.
Oh, my God. Hopefully next week my voice will be back, but I'm going to end this episode with some Pop Rocks. What about you?
I have gum.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Such ladies.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday, so see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.